everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, October 22nd, and we did manage to have half of a dry weekend. So that was an improvement. After yesterday, we did pick up anywhere from a half inch to an inch of rain in most places, but we did salvage today. It was a brisk day, and we had a decent amount of cloud cover, but certainly not a horrible second half of the weekend. Much cooler, though. We were about 10 degrees cooler today, and highs were kept in the mid-50s. Now, finally, we're going to get the week of weather that we deserve in and around these parts. And that is going to be a week that is dry, as it appears now, has a good deal of sunshine, and is going to be warmer than average. So that storm that affected us yesterday is still intensifying in eastern Canada. It's slowly moving away. It'll affect us a little bit more tomorrow, but looking for more sunshine, lighter winds, and slightly warmer weather. I'll actually watch Monday night. Could be the first frosts for a few folks. And high pressure is going to keep building eastward on Tuesday from the midsection of the country. We'll have a warm front pass to our north Tuesday night. And then we're going to warm up significantly for the rest of the week. We're going to watch high pressure build along the east coast. And looking for no rain in certainly the next 5 days. So for Monday, it'll be partly sunny. We'll see highs in the low 60s and have lows in the upper 40s. It will be cooler, though, out east tomorrow night. And in the Pine Barrens, there could be some lows in the upper 30s. So patchy frost is not out of the question, but this is not going to be a widespread end to the growing season. And for Tuesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s and lows in the mid 50s. Now, we've got that warm front going by, so we'll probably have a lot of cirrus clouds around first thing on Wednesday, but then we should turn mostly sunny, and temperatures are going to be off to the races. We'll see highs reach into the mid-70s, and lows will be in the upper 50s. And for Thursday, this is the day where we could see a few records break. Looking for mostly sunny skies, and we'll see highs in the upper 70s to near 80, and lows in the low 60s. So if you didn't put away the air conditioner yet, be glad that you didn't. And then we're going to start to watch the ridge slowly flatten as we head into Friday and next weekend. So Friday will be partly sunny. It'll be another warm day. Highs will be in the mid-70s, and we'll see lows in the low 60s, and then we'll go into a stair-step decline in temperatures as a trough tries to return to the east, and we may get some showers with a cold front on Sunday. Now, that trough is actually going to be interacting with Hurricane Tammy. I know it's easy to forget that we do still have a hurricane season ongoing, but there is a hurricane not all that far away from the United States. It's about 120 miles north of Anguilla, and it's a Category 1 hurricane. It has winds of 85 miles per hour, and it's moving northwest. It is going to move more north as it rounds the periphery of the ridge, and then it's going to get absorbed into a trough moving off the east coast temporarily, and that's going to cause it to become extratropical and experience a lot of shear. So this is not going to play any kind of direct role in our weather. Elsewhere in the tropics, we are watching low pressure organizing near Central America. The Hurricane Center is giving it about a 60% chance of developing. And this could turn into a tropical depression, but it's moving toward Nicaragua, and it will be on land in about 36 hours, regardless of what it decides to do. And there's nothing else brewing anywhere in the basin right now. So an early shutdown to hurricane season could be a prelude to a busy winter. Just something to keep our eyes on. And it does look like hurricane season is wrapping up. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC in Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.